So last week what we mentioned was that every single pasuk in Megillas Rus begins with a letter Vav. That's how we started, except for 8 different psukim. And it wasn't my find. Already the Medrash asked this question. The Medrash says, why does every pasuk begin with a Vav, except for 8? And the Medrash answers, because 8 represent the word bris. And listen to last week's share. We're not doing that again. But we're going to continue with this theme. By Parshas Vayeshev also. By Parshas Vayeshev, also every pasuk started with a Vav, except for 8 as well. And we said that wasn't so clear. It might be 9. But okay. So now we're going to continue with that Medrash. We're going to continue with that idea. Because this idea that everything starts with a Vav, except for 8, once it's pointed out, we said everyone comes up with different answers. So I saw a wild terrace, which will lead us to tonight's class. Written by a student of Reb Chaim Palagi, from the Sfaradisha, and he says like this. He says, this is a very famous question. We have like 4 famous questions before we get to the question tonight. We have a minhag in Klal Yisrael that when someone becomes a ger, they convert, they change their names. They didn't have a Jewish name beforehand. We believe a Jewish name is important. So when they convert, they take on a Jewish name. That's how it goes. So usually they'll take on Akiva, Avram, they'll take on the famous people, take on some names like that. So the question was asked many, many years ago, going 500 plus years, what is Rus's name? Was Rus her post-conversion brand new name, or was it her old name? Because the Megillah starts when it calls her Rus early on. And there's a debate. If it was her new name, what was her old name? And that became a very big question. Was Rus the new name or the old name? And what would be the other name? And the most famous of the answers, it's a Vilna Gaon, but it's really a Bach. Bach is earlier Vilna Gaon than the Vilna Gaon. Bach from Krakow. The Bach says, very famous Yisoy, that again made famous by the Vilna Gaon, is that the word Rus is Gematria 606, Resh 200, Sof 400, Vav is 6. Finally, Mark got the math right. 606. Why 606? Because a guy always has 7 mitzvahs. When you convert, you take on 606. Therefore, as a remez to such a thing, you take on the name Rus. That's why Yisrael has a similar name. And that's one of the approaches. It's not as simple as it sounds.
So means that it's
Rus would be the new name.
The new name, yeah.
Happens to be there's a Zohar Chadash. There's a Zohar Chadash. It was really the Zohar. It's called Zohar. The Zohar says that her old name was. It's an Aramaic. It's something like Galus, Galiath. So I tina that when Arpa and Rus were together, and then Rus became the Jew, and Arpa went back off, and Arpa had a child named Goliath. She named it after her sister. Her sister's original name was something similar to Goliath. That's Maya Safa. But so the Zohar says her original name was Goliath, or something like that. Gilit, Gimel Yud Lama Yud Safa. It depends which girsa you have. So it's Gilit, Gullus, Goliath, and her new name was Rus. Why Rus 606? Again, on the simplicity of it, it sounds like a beautiful vart. It's not so clear, very not clear, that a guy only has 7 mitzvahs. It's 7, there are 7 mitzvahs, but they're under the umbrella. So for example, a guy, one of the mitzvahs is, one of the prohibitions a guy is obligated is Avodah Zarah. But in the 613, Avodah Zarah has a lot. In fact, as something we've discussed, I think one of my first class I ever gave it before I had the job, was that the 10 commandments isn't 10 commandments. It's a famous joke. How many commandments in the 10 commandments? Not 10. Why? Because the first commandment might not be a command. Is an argument, not getting into that. Is it a command? Believe in God or just know there's a God? I am your God? I don't know. And then when it comes to Avodah Zarah, there's 4 that are counted. Don't bow down, don't make one, don't keep one. So even though it's 10 master classes, umbrellas, but it might not be 10 in the 613. But either way, that's a side thing. When it came to the 613, we accept this concept that a guy has 7. And it is 7 mitzvahs, so it's not 7 of the 613. That's all I'm saying. But either way, we accept it that someone becomes a ger, a lady becomes a ger, a geiris, you take the name Rus, because you're adding to yourself 606. That's an accepted Bach, an accepted Vilna Gaon. I just gave you a sidebar. You have to think into that a little more. So, the Sfaradisha Sefer says like this. Unbelievable. Sfaradisha Sefer says that when we're talking about the Megillus Rus, Rus equals 606. So what we do is we take the 8 from the Ches, the 8 psukim that don't start with a Vav, and we add that to the name Rus. We said 7. We understand what 613 is. 7 and 606 is 613. What's 613? It's a music tape. It also happens to be the mitzvahs, but it's also a music tape. What's 8 plus 606? I'm afraid, Mark, 614. So what's 614? So the Sefer writes like this. The Sefer writes that 614 is because there's 613 mitzvahs. Can't argue on that. And there's a 614th mitzvah. When someone converts, when you look at the count of the 613, nobody counts the mitzvah, a mitzvah. We'll see if it is a mitzvah. No one counts the mitzvah to convert. Not just mitzvah. There's no mitzvah convert. Now, the simple reason why there would be no mitzvah convert is because that who is that commanded to? Non-Jews. 613 mitzvahs are what? 613 mitzvahs are 613 mitzvahs that we are obligated in. So we, the guy, now, but that would be that the non-Jew wouldn't have seven mitzvahs, he might have an eighth mitzvah. Did you ever hear such a thing? Non-Jew have eight mitzvahs, seven mitzvahs, and by the way, also convert? So it's a very strange thing. But this sefer, we're going to discuss tonight this idea. What?
So
this sefer...
They have the option to convert.
That's what you're saying. But this sefer is saying, Tav Resh Yud Dalet, there's 613 mitzvahs and a mitzvah to convert. We're going to go through a bunch of gemaras now to see how simple that is. But just the agdama of what we're discussing of tonight's class is that why we're doing this tonight, because we started last week with the Vavs minus Ches. We're doing the Ches now and adding it. Now this Svarish Sefer, as a side, also says he adds Ches to Rus two ways. His first way of adding Ches to Rus is an anagram. Cheres, someone who converts to Judaism, has freedom. That's Emes of freedom. We believe is Yidden, that's Emes of freedom. That's for a Musa Shmuz, not for a Thursday night shir. Then he says the Ches is added to Rus because it's 614, 613 plus the one mitzvah, which we just discovered a weird mitzvah called conversion. And we're saying the reason why this won't be in the 613 is very simple, because it can't be in the 613 because it wouldn't apply to any Jew, possibly. So now what we're going to do tonight is before Ma'ariv, we're going to go through three or four Gemaras, depends how much time I have, we start a little late. We'll go through three or four Gemaras to see if it's such a thing. Is there a mitzvah to convert or not? We'll see how right Israel is. What do you want to say? Part of it. Very good. Very good. So really, this is a serious machlokes rishonim. Now, as we've discussed many times here, when it comes to the 613 mitzvahs, we're accepting the fact that 613. What the 613 are is an argument between the Ga'onim and the Rambam and the Ramban and a lot of rishonim as well. When you have 613, what they are. One thing is for sure, that seems like, nobody who lists 613 counts this as a mitzvah. But there are going to be Rishonim that count a mitzvah called conversion. Doesn't mean every mitzvah is in the 613, because it could be under the umbrella of another mitzvah. So for example, let's say davening is a mitzvah. Machlokes if davening is even a mitzvah. Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. But even if davening is a mitzvah, it's only one mitzvah. It's not going to be a mitzvah of shachris, musaf. It's not going to be a minyan, lighting the candle beforehand, listening to David say Kaddish. That's all under one mitzvah. That's for sure, right? So even when you have mitzvahs, what gets counted in the 613 is another whole separate concept. But one thing is clear. Under the specific title, mitzvah to be megayer, there's no such thing. I'm going to tell you the easy answer is because it can't be on a goy. Can't be a mitzvah on a goy. But I'm going to tell you right now that a bunch of Rishonim are going to learn that there is a mitzvah. Aye, what does that mean? Either they're going to make a mitzvah on the Beis Din to convert. We're starting a new religion now. We always run around saying, Jews, we don't want to convert people. We're proud of ourselves. We're very confident. As you said, when they come to convert, we tell them, go away from us. We're not even interested. But the Ari Shoinim, we're going to discuss right now, that say there is a mitzvah to convert. And they're going to have to explain, and they ask it, because they're already ahead of us. They say, wait a second, if I believe there's going to be a mitzvah, how come it's not listed? The mitzvah not on the goy, the mitzvah on the Beis Din. Why is it not listed? There's no mitzvah ala Beis Din to convert people.
Why can't he get it afterwards? He converts, now he gets a mitzvah for it.
Who's, okay, but no one lists it. That's not bad. But nobody lists it. Correct. So we have several Gemaras that seem to contradict this concept back and forth.
There is a mitzvah, but you're not allowed to swing them and say.
Who's the mitzvah on? The Beis Din or the person?
The person. The second he comes, he said he wants to convert, then the mitzvah is chal, there is the mitzvah.
On who?
That's the question.
Okay, so wait, just in case everyone didn't hear. So, very good, very good. So what we have to discuss, if there, this Svarish has started this, he opened the door for us and said there's a mitzvah to convert. We have to decide if there is a mitzvah and who the mitzvah is on. And now Kush is adding on brilliantly when the mitzvah applies.
That would be a once-in-a-lifetime mitzvah.
It would be a once-in-a-lifetime mitzvah as well. That's great. But when it applies, because clearly he said correctly, when someone comes to us and says, we want to convert, you were a little vague there. When someone says, ich will bin ayid, we tell him, zai gebenched. So if there's a mitzvah there, it would be very unappealing to us. Imagine someone comes to us and says, I want to do a mitzvah, and you say, no, go away. That's not a proper way in Judaism to do that. Don't go away. We don't believe in go away. If the mitzvah is on the goy, when they say, I want to convert, like you just said, I want to convert, so how do you tell them to go away? They want to do a mitzvah. And if the mitzvah is on you, you say, I can't do it. So we have an issue now. Okay.
No, so once he insists on wanting to convert, the process of conversion is a mitzvah.
Oh, so Israel is adding on to you, unless you meant that. Israel is saying that at the beginning when someone comes and said, I want to convert, there's no mitzvah yet. So at this moment in time, I can say Zayge benched on the Goy and on the Abezdin. No one's obligated at all. But Israel made up a fake thing here, which is right, by the way. Israel decided there's a certain point in time, what's called the tipping point, wherever that's going to be, we don't know exactly when that is. At a certain point, it goes from the regular non-Jew walking the street has no obligation to convert. They have seven other obligations, which we said is really not seven. They have seven other obligations to convert. But at a certain point, they have an eighth obligation when they reach a certain moment in time. And when that moment in time arrives, you haven't decided if it's going to be on the non-Jew to convert or on us to convert them. We're still in between, but at a certain point you decided, maybe right, probably right, that there is going to be new conversion. So let's read a few Gemaras and try to figure it out. First Gemara, and this is where a lot of the Rishonim are. The Rishonim are spread out from different Gemaras. When you start looking through, it's a Ravid, it's a Rashbat, it's a Zohar Rakia, different Rishonim. The main one is right here. Gemara Shabbos, 137b. 137b, Rabbi Eli already knows by heart, is talking about the mitzvah of Mila. Mitzvah of Mila. Circumcision. So it says, Mol v'loy para. If a guy does the Mila, not Priya, it doesn't count. I think we spoke about that once. Tana Rabbanim. Hamol. The guy is doing the Mila. Omar, he says a bracha. Sher kachanu mitzvot v'tzivanu. Ala Mila. Avi Aben does his own bracha. We're going to skip all this stuff now. A few lines later, what's important to us. Hamol es hagerim. If I have the Oscar English, one who circumcises converts, is there a bracha? Yeah, the bracha is bracha to Hashem lekenu melech haolam, asher kedushan mitzvot vidvanu al hamila. That's what the says. V'amavarech haomer, and the one designated to recite the blessing says a whole long bracha asher kedushanu b'mitzvot vidvanu lam lasagerim. Blessed you Hashem, our God, King of the Universe, who has sanctified us with His commandment and commanded us to circumcise the converts. Lot of barbarous. So we're showing him here Bakasha. What? Is there? Do we just make up another commandment here? Is there a commandment, Asher Kachanu B'Tzvaitz V'Tzvanu, which is, again, depends. Are you going to read this? They're going to ask, is there a commandment to circumcise a Ger? Well, I don't know. We tell Gerim, go away. So some Rishonim want to say no. They learn from this Gemara. And some are going to say what you're all thinking. But before that, the Aravid, Arashbats, probably the Rosh, depends how you read the words on this Gemara. It's a little diak. And you read the Rishonim, they say yes. There is a mitzvah of Geirus. At a certain point, you have a mitzvah. Doesn't say when. And that's why you say Asher Kachanu B'Tzvaitz V'Tzivanu. V'Tzivanu means you commanded. They're not learning the mitzvah is on the Mila. You could say, there's two ways to understand this Gemara. There's a mitzvah of Mila when a guy converts, which means I have no obligation to convert, no obligation to allow a guy to convert, no guy has an obligation to convert. But once you're doing it, there's a process to go through. And the process gets a bracha. Not a big deal. That's one approach. A very understandable approach. According to this approach, there's no mitzvah of Geirus at all. No mitzvah of Geirus. It's within the concept. There's no mitzvah of Shechita, but if you're going to be Shechit, an animal, because you want to eat, you could be a vegan, you want to eat, so therefore you have to do a Shechita. By the way, you make a bracha on the Shechita. And you know what the bracha says? Asher Kachanu B'Tzvaitz V'Tzivanu. What do you mean? There's no Tzivanu on a Mila. Can I go my whole life without doing it? Yeah, you could go your whole life without doing it. But once you do it, there's a process. You don't have to get divorced. But if you get divorced, there's a mitzvah of how to do it. It's called a process mitzvah. So they want, some Rishonim want to easily understand. No, when you're making the bracha of Mila on the Ger, and you say, Asher Tzivanu, you commanded us. The commandment is not Geirus. No Shaychus. No such thing. The commandment is going to be Mila. That's the easy approach. But, as I just said, the Ravid, probably the Rashbats, probably the Rush, more likely the Rush than not, is saying no. There is a mitzvah of Mila. There's not a mitzvah of Mila, it's a mitzvah of conversion. Asher Tzivanu, Asher Kachanu B'Tzvaitz V'Tzivanu is on the, now when does it apply? Doesn't say. Obviously, we don't go into Goyim and tell them to do it. So, there's a Yavitz that says like Rabbi Israel and Kush, that you're right. At a certain point, they're very vague, at a certain point, once I guess you pass the three times, we officially doicha the ger three times, go away, go away, go away, three times. Once they say, no, ich will, then it could be at that point a mitzvah kicks in. And it's again, a little vague, does the mitzvah apply?
In a certain way, you lack the ger to a small child, because me will learn the rest of him, Moilchem Kol Zohar.
Right.
The more as well, he's not online, the child online.
Right. Right.
So saying they have the chiyuv, so who's on top?
So on a child of
who's the chiyuv on the child?
Correct.
So it's the one already. I don't remember him called Zohar.
Yes. So on a child, there is a debate though. There is a debate if the mitzvah is on the parent or on the child that he can't do it. That's a great debate. actually in chain of thought. Oh, so you got that? But then you can go both ways. You could say it's not on the on the ger, but it's on, but it's still a mitzvah. You're saying no one denies milah is a mitzvah. But is again, even if it's going to be a mitzvah, we don't know what the mitzvah is. Is the mitzvah circumcision or the mitzvah is going to be gerus? Now, what's interesting is the Dvar Avram brings a raya against everybody. He says the halacha is this way, that if you believe it's a mitzvah, whether it's a mitzvah of milah, whether it's a mitzvah of gerus, the halacha is, what do? We have a simple thing. Performing a circumcision is a violation of Shabbos. For whatever reason why. It's a violation of Shabbos. Therefore, we do not perform a circumcision on Shabbos Yom Tov. Oh, well, the Torah gave you a heter, a special heter, that on day eight, it's allowed. Special heter from the Torah, but Yom HaShemini. But if you're not day eight, you're a Shabbos violator. Someone performing a bris milah on day nine is a Shabbos violator. And we do not do it. Prohibited to do it. Why? Because even though it's a mitzvah of milah, but doesn't push away Shabbos. Why the eighth day? Because that's the day it applies. We don't want, once you push it off, you can push it off. What about a ger who converts on Shabbos? If it can be done. What about a ger where you have 1 mile and you have 5 minutes left to shkia, and 5 minutes left, you can only perform one circumcision, the other one's waiting for tomorrow. Is there a difference? Do you take a regular Jew 8th day versus a ger? What about Jew 9th day versus a ger? And it seems to be, halachically, you're always pushing the ger off. So the Dvar Avram says, wait a second. If you believe at a certain point that there's a mitzvah, whether the mitzvah is going to be a gerus, whether the mitzvah is going to be circumcision, but you believe there's a real mitzvah here, the Mech Tesh, you'll have to push it off. Mech Tesh, you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. There's a real mitzvah here. There's a mitzvah that just began. Just like eighth day might be that day because that's the first time it started. Day nine, you blew it already. It could be the ger has to. It's a better raya from the two people than it is from the one. He asked for both. He asked about the day of Shabbos on a ger, and he also asked when there's two in front of you, why are you pushing this guy off? Why does he come next? Why does he come second?
Because there's a separate mitzvah of 8 days specifically that the child was born.
So that's why I said two cases. Let's say it's a child day nine. And by the way, correct, but you have a double thing. What's that? I'll tell you a fascinating Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel is a fascinating thing. He says, the halacha says, that if a person has a child, Nebuch, who passes away, then the mitzvah of pruvu is out. That means you only are makayin the mitzvah of pruvu when the children are alive. The open gemara, if a child passes away, then the game starts over, you have to go have kids again. So that means, there's an unbelievable Yosef Engel. He says like this, all to get the rebellious kasha. He says that everyone has a chiyuv to save someone's life. Someone's dying on Shabbos, God forbid. You call that soul immediately. Don't play any games, right? And everyone has a chiyuv to save a Jewish life. He says that if the father is capable, and it's equal timing, obviously it has to be the same exact time, nothing's going to be delayed, and the father can do it, or a fremda, Hatzalah, can do it, the father has a chiv to come first to save his kid's life. Why? Because the father, everyone has the same number one chiv of saving a life, and the father's the second one, by keeping the kid alive, he's keeping his mitzvah peruvu. So he has an extra chiv. That's a chiddush Yosef Engel. According to Rebbe, he's saying like this, there's a mitzvah of the guy in 8th day, which has the extra mitzvah. But it's possible that the milah on the ger has two mitzvahs also. Maybe he has the mitzvah of milah and the mitzvah of gerus. So it could be day 8.
But is the mitzvah by the ger the same mitzvah of milah as by a child? By a child it says by yom hashmini yom misara losa. Where does that say he might be under the category of Avraham Avinu? It says that that you have to make
a avadim, avadim, avadim.
So let's
and day 9, and even against the day 9 guy. Let's say a child day 9 versus a convert.
Well, the child day 9 was supposed to be in day 8, just uh-huh. Didn't do it.
Okay.
So that means every minute, every second he's passing over there, he's missing out on a mitzvah.
And the ger doesn't have this. Even though we're saying, Asher Kachon, 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 and some want to learn there's a mitzvah on ger.
Is that mitzvah incumbent in time?
The ger can also choose
the
another
risk
day.
The risk of a child that's
that's
born,
what he's saying. He's saying a ger
child that's born is incumbent in time.
Let me tell you Gemara. You're both right anyway. But I want to tell you Gemara here. Look at the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Tanya, Rav Chananya Benoit, this is in Yevamos 48b. Tell it, Mipnei Ma Gerim Bezman Azeh, why in the current era are converts afflicted and hardships are frequented upon them? I'm not going to read the bottom. Why do Gerim have a tough life? This is 47b, Yevamos Mem Zion Beis.
Oh,
what era? I'm going to have to read the article. 36. When the temple is not standing. And it says, converts should not suffer as greatly as born Jews who are punished for their ancestors' sin. The Gemara has this kasha. First one says, the different answers. First one says they weren't Makayim the seven mitzvahs. Fine. Rabbi Yossi has the dissenting view. Rabbi Abba Chanan has a third opinion. And the fourth explanation. Fourth, Acher Mamar, what's the reason why converts suffer in this world? Mipnei, Shesho Atzman Likonez Tachas Kamfei Shina. Because they held themselves back from entering under the Shechina. 43, a Gentile, this is an article, I didn't see this yet. A Gentile is not obligated to convert to Judaism. But once he has become convinced of its truth, he must attempt to convert immediately. See the Yavetz, which I told you before. So the Yavetz, which they're saying the same thing. But what he's saying here is before the Yavetz, he's saying the reason why a ger is punished is because he should have come earlier. By the way, where's the source for this? As Simcha wanted to talk about Shuas, talking about Rus. Hey, Pasuk and Rus. Omar Ravi Yitam Rachini Micro. Where do you get such a thing? Because the Pasuk says, Rus, Boyaz told Rus, May Yeshalom Hashem Polich, may Hashem reward you, your deeds, and may your payment be full from Hashem of Israel, Asher Bos Lachasais, that you came to seek refuge. The word Asher is the main answer, and Fosco quotes it. The word Asher means expedient. Is that the word? Expedited. Speedy. So he says like this. Boaz was telling Rus that normally a guy converts, you don't get a special bracha for that, you get extra schar for converting, it's like every other, whatever. But when you speed to it, you get rewarded. And if you don't speed to it, Gemara says you get punished. So you're going to ask. David just asked. Wait a second. And it's still good. David said, like Rebelli, wait. The mitzvah of Mila of the convert, of course, does not supersede the mitzvah of Mila of what he called. Because what's the difference? He could wait as long as he wants. Waiting causes pain. That was 48b. You know what it says in 47b? 47b says, you push guys away. Don't become a ger. Then it says, I'm reading the open Gemara. Once it's kibol, once he accepts upon himself, malan oisoi, you circumcise him, miyad, immediately. What does the Gemara say? Hold on. The Gemara says, let's find it in the English. Gemara says, I'll do the Hebrew because I can't seem to find it. Oh, here it is. When a person accepts upon himself to become a Jew, we circumcise him immediately. Gemara says, what is the reason for circumcising him immediately? Because we do not delay the performance of a mitzvah. Shia mitzvah le'mashinam. Here you have a Gemara. Shia mitzvah le'mashinam. Doesn't sound like it's talking about, again, you could play. It's a mitzvah of Mila or is a mitzvah of Geiris, but it seems to say it's a mitzvah. The Gemara in Shabbos called it Asher Kachanam B'Tzvayitzim V'Tzivanu, again, Terutzim. The Gemara, after this, a blot later in Yavama, says that the delay in conversion, before the Yavetz, it says, it means when you try. That's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara just says, why are they Meducha B'Yisurin? Why do converts have an issue? Because they, what are you called? Because they delayed too long. Doesn't say delayed once they started. One more Gemara, huge Gemara that says, there's a machlokes, what Avraham Avinu did to suffer. This is in the Durham Lama Beis Man Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Avom, Amar Blaza, Na Nenesh Avram Avinu. For what reason was our father Avram Avinu punished? Finished Tab the Bun of Mitzrayim, 210 years. Why was Avram Avinu's children punished 210 years in Mitzrayim? One answer, two answer, three answer. We're not doing them all. Here is third answer, actually. Rabbi Yochanan says, why? Because Avram Avinu was punished. Because he distanced people from being able to become converts. Why? The words are, the king of Sodom said, give me the people and you take the money. And what did Avram answer? I don't want the money. Okay, what about the people? He didn't say anything about the people. So it says like this, by consenting, he didn't even say anything, to allow the prisoners of war to remain in the possession of king of Sodom, Avram missed the opportunity to, it's not clear what now, it says, milikones tachas kamfei ashkina. Now, does that mean monotheism? Possible. Or does it mean, like many of the commentators say here, he could have been Magai of them? So Avram Avinu, we're not talking about like Cush and Israel was saying, people who came and said, we want to convert, they already fought it three times. We're talking about prisoners of war. I don't know who they are. There was a war going on there. No shaykhs. and Avram's, and the Lashon is Milikones Tachas Kanfei Ashkina. Here it says, if Avram, according to Ran, had taken the prisoners, he would have been able to teach them the ways of Hashem. Now, teach the ways of Hashem, again, you can start maneuvering this. If it means he should have converted them, that means Avram Avinu was punished for not seeking out converts. That's mind-blowing. That means not only is the ger being punished for delay of game, but Avram Avinu and every yid, I don't know how it worked. So we have a debate now. The chiddush says like this again. Recap. Vav, every pasuk starts with a vav, except for eight psukim with a ches. Some want to say that because why? Because there's a 614th mitzvah called conversion. We're debating what that 614th mitzvah could look like on the person, on the ger, at what point would apply, do they have to apply, can we be punished for it, is it on the bezdin? And that's a lot of information to handle before Shavuos, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll get all the answers when Eliyahu comes and tells us.